Do you believe, you know, like the King Kong movie and Jurassic Park, that maybe one day some kind of a huge creature will be brought back, caged, I don't know, but that it will be brought back to the mainland?
I don't know anything that exists that kind of thing. Like the Komodo dragon, for instance, was, you know, sailors talked about this dragon, and people said it was mythological, but in 1914 off the Indonesian islands, the Komodo dragon that grows maybe 15, 16 feet long at maximum, and they are very ferocious and have a bacteria by the millions in their mouth. If it just cuts you or bites you slightly, you'll die from the bacterial infection. But here's an intriguing thing. When I was in Cambodia, there were reports from the 1930s and 40s and 50s of the giant catfish that grew as large as 1,000 pounds. And National Geographic, all these people said, oh, mythological monsters, they don't exist. You can go to the Temple of Bayan deep in the jungle, and there on the walls are the glyphs of these giant catfish eating the dog, eating people. They said, oh, they can't be carnivorous catfish. Then last July, 2005, in the nets of one of the fishermen, they caught a 647-pound giant king catfish, 10 feet long, and they estimate that some of them would get to 1,000 pounds.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's as big as a grizzly bear. Then there was another creature. There's more than 300 species of fish there in the one Tonle Sap Lake, and six of the largest fish we know in the world are on the Mekong River area. There was another one they said, oh, that's bizarre, that's mythological, a giant freshwater stingray. They said, that doesn't exist. Oh, you know, nothing could be that big. Well, in 1987, they caught a medium-sized one, and it's in a museum in Thailand, Bangkok, and it's very unusual. These freshwater stingrays, they hunt by electrical impulses, and they have their eyes at the top of their head. And I have a picture on my website. There's another one just caught about 2 years ago. It's around 18 feet long, and it weighs over 800 pounds. And you see the picture next to the man. It's not fuzzy photograph or anything. These giant freshwater fish exist. There's another intriguing mystery in Nepal. The Western Nepal wasn't open to the outside world until 1994. A friend of mine, Mark Miller, went there because there were reports of living mammoths or gigantic elephants there.
Huge?
Huge. Here's what happened, and I have a video of his expedition. He crossed the river on regular-sized elephants that are about 11, 12 feet high maximum, and there's the film footage of, in the forest, these two gigantic elephants. The hump is 17 feet tall when they call him Rajaga. It is, the average elephant would be about 11, 12 feet high at his shoulder of this. This species is either a living mammoth or a gigantic elephant that was supposed to be extinct over 50 million years ago. It is larger than the African elephant or the Indian elephant, and it's in western Nepal. I've got several photographs of it, close-up photographs of it. It has a giant hump dome at the top. It has a fatty hump behind the back, steep sloping back, and it has a different type tail than the normal elephant. And there's one film footage we have where he's on the back of the elephant, and the two large ones are rampaging through the forest, and it shakes, and they knock over some trees. This gigantic elephant's knocking over the trees. And this is not some hysterical report. It's a fact. Adrian Lister at London University has gone there and taken some samplings. He believes it is of the species of a gigantic elephant of over 50 million years ago. It's supposed to be extinct. They call it an evolutionary hiccup. Other people think it is a stegodont mammoth from much longer back. And if you look at this photos of this giant elephant or mammoth, and you look at the cave paintings in France,
yeah,
they look the same. We have an example, too, of, I know of over 500 living fossils that have been found. Now, a living fossil is a misnomer because it was supposed to be extinct.
You're right.
The coelacanth is the most well-known. It was prima facie evidence for evolution. If I was talking to you in 1937 and said there was a coelacanth that lived, you'd say, yeah, you're crazy. You're a nutcase. Well, in 1938, they found the first one. But we have over 500 living fossils that I know of. Now, if you had 500 mistakes on your term paper, what kind of a grade would you get?
You're failed.
Yeah. Well, so we have 500 examples of things that didn't change by evolution that are still living, that we have them today, then that begins to open some questions. What else is there? In fact, in the 1880s, in the 1890s, early 1900s, if I said to you mammoths and men lived together, you'd say, no, that's millions of years ago. In fact, a scholar by the name of Silverberg, an archaeologist in early 1880s, he found in an excavation with the mammoth bones, he found an arrowhead next to them.